Speaking of excuses and owning stuff, Ryan Braun, National League MVP. When is he going to appeal this suspension? What's going on? When are we going to hear Major League Baseball's side of this? He failed a drug test for performance-enhancing drugs the same year he wins the National League MVP award. Now, Matt Kemp of the L.A. Dodgers, who came in second place, said he will not accept the award if it's given to him, if, in fact, the 50-game suspension is upheld against Braun by Major League Baseball. Nor should he. He got beat out. Maybe Kemp's doing something that Braun was doing and just didn't get caught. Or maybe he's just taking the high road and saying, no, I didn't win it. That's it. I got beat. Either way, this whole herpes medication excuse is actually pretty funny. Admit to the whole world you have a sexually transmitted disease because you don't want to admit you were using performance-enhancing drugs. That's like saying I couldn't have possibly committed the murder because I was cheating on my wife that night. That's my alibi. Herpes medication. Every locker room, every trainer, every doctor, every player knows the rules. They know how to get caught. They know how to avoid getting caught, sometimes even better than knowing how to get caught. I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you think about it, it'll make sense. Ryan Braun knew what he was getting into. He knows what he was doing. He failed a test. He tested positive, and he'll be the MVP from now on who got busted for using steroids or performance-enhancing drugs. But as soon as he comes back and starts hitting home runs and the Brewers somehow advance into the postseason, it all will be forgotten, much like Alex Rodriguez back in New York in 2009 after it was brought to light that he tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs, what he called BOLE, back in 2004 during quote-unquote anonymous testing. Or 2003, when he was with the Texas Rangers. He said he never used it with the Yankees. And then that year, he went on a tear and helped the Yankees win a World Series. And in New York, all was forgotten. Just like when Jason Giambi finally bounced back in 2005 from the problems he had with steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. And was almost named the team's MVP in the second half of the season. In fact, Yankee fans donned mustaches the following year and wore gold lame thongs for good luck because Giambi started a trend. All was forgotten. You want to make people forget. Get you use steroids, Ryan? You want to make people forget that you won the MVP by using steroids? Win. Then your drug use will be just an afterthought or a footnote.